Welcome back to the Oyez Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning the second chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph tells us, Arba Mechusrei Kippurim. There are four types of Mechusar Kapara. What is a Mechusar Kapara? It means lax atonement. Let's look in Bart Nora, who will explain what that is. It says, Arba Mechusrei Kapara, Shemevi'in Kapara, Lo Alachet. So they bring a sacrifice of atonement, but not for a sin. But rather to enable them to eat sacrificial food. So here are four people who bring a sin offering, even though they didn't sin. Okay? Back in the Mishnah, and there are four types of people who bring a sacrifice for an intentional act like they do on an unintentional act. Normally, a sacrifice is only for something that was done unintentionally. There would be other penalties for something that was done intentionally, either lashes or execution or kares, which is the subject of our tractate here. But there are four who, if they acted intentionally, would bring a sin offering. And we'll see what they are. Elohein Mechusrei Kippurim. These are the ones who bring the sacrifice even though they didn't do any sin. Hazav, a man who has an emission. The Hazava, and a woman who has an emission, and they're not the same thing because their emissions are inherently different. The Hayoledes, and a woman who gives birth or who miscarries. The Hametzora, and someone who's recovering from Tzaras, which is normally translated as leprosy, but it's really a spiritual condition. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov adds, Ger Mechusar Kapara, a convert, also brings one of these sacrifices. Ad she yizarek alav hadam, until the blood of his sacrifice is splattered. V'nazir, and a Nazirite, v'yeno, v'siglachto, v'tumaso, for his wine, for his shaving, or for his impurity. These are the things that a Nazir is not allowed to do. So a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine or cut his hair or go to a funeral until after he brings this sacrifice. Let us continue with the Bart Nuro. Ger Mechusar Kapara, a convert, needs to bring one of these sacrifices. V'tana Kama Savar, but the first speaker in our Mishnah feels, Kivan Shemal V'tava Mutar Lecho B'Kadshim. Once he is circumcised and gone to the mikveh, he can eat sacrifices. V'ein Karben Ma'akvo, Ela Milvol Bakahal. And the sacrifice doesn't keep him from eating other sacrifices. It only is necessary for him to then be able to intermarry with the rest of the congregation. Hilkach lo chashivle bechla mechusrei kapara. So that's why he does not count the ger among others who need to bring a sacrifice, because the others need to bring it so they can eat from kudshim, but the ger does not. V'nazir, and a Nazirite, layeno v'siglachto, for his wine and for his shaving. Karbin nazir materlo lishtos yayin, v'tiglachas, ulahitame lemesim. When a nazir brings his sacrifice, it permits him to drink wine, and to get his hair cut, and to become impure for dead people. Sha'af al pi, sheshamu yamei nazro. Even though he fulfilled his days of obligation of being a Nazirite, Eino muter b'yayin v'tiglaso ulhitame lemesim ad shiyavi b'karben. He cannot get his hair cut or drink wine or become impure going to a funeral or whatever until he brings a sacrifice. V'tana kama lo chashiv nazir, and the first speaker in our Mishnah does not include the nazir, v'lo tani ela hanach l'ashturi b'kadshim, because he's only listing those who need to bring the sacrifice in order to eat kadshim. The nazir de maisi karben lishturei biyayin de chulinhu. And when a nazir brings his sacrifice, that's to permit him to drink wine that is not sanctified. So it's not the same thing, and that's why the first speaker in our Mishnah does not include it. Mishnah Beis. Elu mevi'in al hazadon kishgaga. These are the ones who bring a sacrifice for an intentional act as for an unintentional act. Haba'a hashefcha, one who has relations with a maidservant. V'nazir shenitma, and a nazir who becomes impure. V'al shivuas ha'edus, and for the oath of testimony, meaning if you claim not to know anything and you really do. V'al shivuas ha'pikadon, and for the oath of watching something when you're responsible for someone's property and you say what happened. Bart Nuro. Haba'al hashivcha charufa. So he's adding a word here, charufa, the amar kra. Because the pasuk tells us, "V'chipar alav ha-kohen ba'ayil ha-asham," that the kohen atones for him with the goat of a guilt offering, al-chataso, for his sin. v'hadar kasiv, and then it goes on to teach us v'nislach lo mechata so asher chata l'rabos mezid kishogig. It goes on to say that it will atone for him for the sin that he sinned, which comes to include one who acts intentionally in addition to one who acts unintentionally. V'nazir shenitma, and a nazir who became impure, dechsiv, as the Torah tells us. V'chi yamos mesa lov bepeta pisom, if a person dies suddenly in his presence. Peta zeshogeg, v'chein hu omer vim bepesa belo iba, pitom zemezid. So the first Pesa teaches us the unintentional, as it does in the case, it quotes another pasuk that has to do with one who accidentally kills another person. But then it tells us that Pitom comes to include one who acts intentionally. V'al shuos ha'edus, and for the oath of testimony. Karban olav yored ha'omer b'shuos ha'edus, chayev ha'kasuv al ha'mezid kishogeg. So the variable carbon that the Torah obligates one who lies in such a matter is required for one who acts intentionally as well as one who acts unintentionally. De'bechula nemar v'nelam, because in all of these cases it says that the matter was concealed. V'kan lo nemar v'nelam, but here it doesn't say that the matter was concealed. So we see that even if it was intentional and not accidental, it wasn't concealed from him, nevertheless he brings a sacrifice. V'al shuas ha'pikadon, and for the oath of watching an object. Shim ha'amor b'shuas ha'pikadon, chayev bo mezid kishogeg. If he lies about such a thing, he's obligated to bring a carbon even if he did it on purpose, just like if he was accidental. D'yalef techata techata l'gzera shava mishuos ha'edus. This gzera shava, the same words are used when talking about the shvua on testimony as the shvua on the pikadon, on the deposit that he's watching. So we learn the law from one case to the other. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.